report. Most men talk about success with women as something that just happens to them. Expressions like getting lucky or falling in love only illustrate something completely out of their control. In order to experience the best life for you, you have to be a man who creates the situations and not exactly that thing just happened to you. Things not just happen, they happen just. In order to be the big man and live the life of abundant woman that is there waiting for you, you must embrace the idea that women, your relationships with them, and your success with them is a matter that's completely within your control. You won't get lucky or get laid anymore. You will make things happen for you, for good or bad, and so will be on every other aspect of your life. And all the previous rant implies trusting yourself, trusting the process of becoming the man of your vision, plus patience and persistence. You have to believe in yourself to make this work, and by doing that, you will have to allow yourself temporarily to not be you, the one that you're currently at this moment. Rapport is the second fundamental of men-women interaction and of any emotionally healthy relationship. It's present on every relationship with males or females. It is essential for the relationship to work and for you to give and receive all the amazing emotional connection from a woman. It is defined as a close and harmonious relationship in which the people or groups concerned understand each other's feelings or ideas and communicate well. Although essential, it is frequently misused by men. And when misused, basically having the wrong timing and amount, or not breaking rapport, see attraction module, leads to unwanted outcomes. Rapport can be light, deep, and wide. Light rapport is a normal interaction in which you and her talk about trivial things. Wide rapport is when you and her can talk about a great variety of things, which may include sex, music, food, sports, hobbies, and basically things that are in common and fun to talk about. Deep rapport is when there's a topic you and her delve deep into. It can be relationship, sex, music, whatever. Always talk about things that are fun, compelling, and exciting. Whatever excites you, always be aware to keep the excitement flowing. Don't force it, just let go and relax. Rapport always has to be broken by attraction. Otherwise, you will end up in the friend zone. Of course, if she's talking about her feelings about her puppy dying last week, do not tease her or mock her about it right then and there. Timing, my friend. You break rapport by teasing, calling her out, joking but not laughing, dead serious, and by body language. Rapport can be also aided with body language, mimicking hers. Remember, as we established before, the dynamic of the interaction is ever-changing. It's not that you are in attraction mode or rapport mode or nothing else. All the fundamentals of the interactions are dynamic and ever-changing, and it's your job to read the situation and when to apply them the best way to fit your desires. At the beginning of the interaction, there will be mostly attractive behavior. But you always want to keep the other two fundamentals in play. Deep rapport, going in and out of it, will eventually create love. Love is nothing but several deep rapport connections that you picked up while you established wide rapport. And that sequence, deep rapport, release, deep rapport, release, deep rapport, release, will create love in both of you, so beware. Creating rapport. Rapport is created following basic principles of communication. That is, the communication starts with you. You are responsible for it. Active listening is required. First, because you will be given the topics to build rapport with this woman you are with by her. So pay attention, always. And because if you have wrong timing, if you try to build rapport before you've established attraction, you're going to be put in the friend zone. Rapport has to be built after you have recognized that she's attracted to you and after she has properly qualified to you. If none of those are present and you build rapport, you'll end up in the friend zone. It's important for you to isolate her. Rapport is a more intimate conversation, and it's better for the connection that you both be alone, away from your friends and her friends. She may trust you completely, but she may not feel secure about being vulnerable in front of her friends and you in the scene. This does not mean you move to another place with her. It can be only a few feet away. So, if you try to lead her somewhere where you can build rapport and she refuses, you still have to work on the attraction. And an attracted woman will follow her man. If she refuses to follow you, she's telling you that she's not attracted to you yet. Or that attracted to you. Threats. Rapport is easily built when following some of the threads of the conversation you had previously. If you were bantering, shooting the shit, and some traveling came up, great, you talk about traveling. The easiest way to build rapport is using similarities and commonalities. Common enemies and dislikes are a strong bond too. Similarities and commonalities are the subject that brings up the me too. That is what you want. Example, me. Hey, awesome day today, wasn't it? For me, all days are great. You get to live them, right? So for me, that question comes more as a test for her. Because if she argues, okay, but I'll definitely go for the reason why it was not great, because that's a red flag for me, and I will read this woman better. Anyway, it's good to start with a positive comment instead of just asking the negative version. Awful day today, wasn't it? Don't do that. So, her. Yes, it was a great day. I had a terrific afternoon. Me. That is great. I am acknowledge what she said. And then I continue. I go first, this great afternoon. I went to the park with my dog. We ran and played around for like an hour. Sun was scorching. We went for water, exhausted. And as we were resting under the shadow of a tree, this girl, triggering preselection, came with her border collie under the shadow and spoiled the whole thing. Mamba, my dog, went crazy with her dog. They played on the whole park. We had to chase them for all over the place. They really got along. It was a great afternoon. What did you do? And she'll tell you. And then she'll give you more cues about where to lead the conversation. Notice that I didn't only say, oh, I went to the park today with my dog. That's how most men talk. We men talk in facts, and those were the main, although not the only, facts of my afternoon. But it's not descriptive. With the way I told my story, I bet you could see the pictures in your head about a dude and his dog running around under the hot sun, and then resting under a tree, and then a girl coming under the shadow, and the two dogs, one of them a border collie and the other named Mamba, playing and running around, leaving the dude and the chick chasing them. Having a good time. That level of details are the ones you want to communicate with women. She'll feel tenderness because of the dog, heat because of the sun, exhaustion of running around under the hot sun, jealousy because of the girl, fun because dogs are fun, relief because of the shadow under the tree and the water, annoyed because the dogs spoil the rest, etc. You see where I'm going? In order to communicate with women, you have to talk emotions. I did not say which emotions were. I described them and she obviously felt them. I did not say which emotions were because emotions aren't tangible. Their names are just a form of signaling them. Emotions are felt. Their names like love, hate, fear, shame, etc. don't have a meaning to us because they are just a form to classify them. That is key because many guys say, but I talk emotions. E.g., yes, I love skiing too. That is only pointing the commonality. The cold, dry wind in your face, the breathtaking landscape from the up the mountain, the drops of powder, snow touching the face, that pisco sour at El Parador, the sore legs muscles at the end of the day. That is what most people love about skiing. I am describing the events that create that emotion to be felt. In this case, love for skiing. When you are in charge of the communication, you always take the first-person perspective. I did, I went, I was. Many guys speak from the second person perspective. You know, when you go to a park with your dog and have a good time, that doesn't create rapport. Coming from the you perspective forces the other person to put herself in your shoes. She might not even have a dog, so how would she know? Being responsible for the communication means taking the first person perspective. Being in rapport building means to be vulnerable. You have to be open to discuss emotions the way I mentioned before. Although you are still the relaxed, self-amused, confident man, you have to be vulnerable and share. It doesn't mean to get sensitive about poems and shit. It means to be open to share. It's a connection you're trying to build, and connections are made by two parties. If you are not willing to share, rapport will be difficult, next to impossible. As you are the man, you have to bring down your defenses first and then expect her to retaliate the same manner or reciprocate. Again, vulnerability implies courage. So always start with yourself, with the I. You can say, I don't know how it is for you, but for me. And then you share whatever you have to share. That way you start emphasizing with the fact that she may not agree with you. You want to get confirmations from her that the rapport is being formed and the connections is being made. Do you know what I mean? Do I make any sense? If there are positive answers, you go further. If there are only no's, you need another topic for rapport building. Once you have gotten at least two confirmations that the connection is being made, you can go deeper in rapport by associating the threads of conversation with your past, especially your childhood. Everybody, unless they were severely traumatized during their childhood, have great emotional and cognitive memories about that period of their lives. You can go about your first dog when you were 4 years old and describe that era, the first time you went skiing or whatever, and so on. What this does is that she'll resonate with your experience and relive her emotions during her childhood. And a deeper, much stronger bond between you and her is formed right then and there. Then you link that event in the past with all the emotions revisited to the present moment. Ever since then, and then you ideally frame the events with a lesson about what you learned from the events, how that made you grow into the person you are right now. As a skiing, you can say how you learned to ski so well, or how to you learn to know or get to know dogs better. That kind of thing. What this does is that it makes her to be there in the growth, in the process with you, which will make her feel really attached to you. She will feel that she knows you from a really long time instead of only that half hour, tops. It's important you're honest all the time. She's going to build a connection with you based on whatever you're talking about. So tell the truth. The truth is much more powerful than lies. At the initial stage, everything she says to you can be a potential rapport-building topic. That's why you have to actively be listening. Release. After the connection is made, you want to forget the whole thing and jump to whatever other conversation topic. It sounds counterintuitive, but the reasons are, you want to create a stronger bond, but to do that you have to start with some other topic and repeat the sequence. And because you have to break rapport and jump to attraction mode, qualifying, bantering, etc., so you can avoid end up being just friends. Women love to feel attraction for a guy, so don't deny them this. Make the connection and move on, and have some laughs. Then make another one, and so on. You can make more connections to keep on making the bond stronger anytime you want. Sometimes you will have to build rapport on things you weren't expecting, like if her puppy died last week, you have to acknowledge that and talk about it. There'll be women and people in general that sometimes will want to build rapport on negative shit. Acknowledge the thing they want to share, but stop it there. Otherwise, they'll always be there trying to build a negative rapport with you because you accepted it and let them do it. Building rapport on negative things is like dumping a pile of trash all over your food. But in this case, the trash is dumped in your thoughts and emotions. That's why you want to build rapport on positive, passionate, fun-to-talk topics. Avoid negative people. Avoid allowing them to dump their brain trash in yourself. Final words. Rapport is a two-way street. The connection you're trying to make has to start by you being vulnerable first and share. The deep rapport, the love connection, will affect you too. Accept it. It doesn't mean that you'll fall head over heels for her. You know now how love is created. But you'll definitely see and think different or more special about her. Accept that too. Women want a man who can constantly create love, emotional connections with them. So, if I spoiled you the fact that love can be created as easy as I laid it out here, and it's not something that just happens, it's much better for you to know this and be able to create it at will. Yes, love can have some magic in it, but you're a magician now. Being able to create love will keep her from avoiding your phone calls and texts, cheating, and moving on to the next guy. You should build rapport, deep connections with every woman you date. There's no point keeping all the deep understanding and emotional transference abilities just to yourself. The lessons here are powerful. There's a big responsibility to it. So don't intentionally misuse it and break every woman's heart. Emotional scars are tough to get over. To be great at rapport building, develop a strong, genuine interest for life and people.